91X News.
It's 18 and partly cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Lindsay Heron. Loyalist College will be participating in Orange T-Shirt Day Friday. The day is held to recognize residential school victims. Deanna Gagne from the Indigenous Resource Center about why this happens in September.
The national day is the 30th. Mm-hmm. We're holding it the 29th because it's the last day that we're here before the 30th. It happens at this time of year because this is the time of year that the children were taken from their homes to put in school. So the school board has gotten on board with it as well as part of their anti-bullying campaign.
She talks about why it's called Orange T-Shirt Day.
Right now, there's a woman named Phyllis, and that's her right there, Phyllis Swab's dad. And she remembers going to school. Her grandmother saved up to buy her an orange shirt to go away to school. And when she got that, they took it away from her and she never saw it again. So it always reminds her of being taken away, and everything that she was or that she had was no longer hers. So that's why orange shirts.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has paid tribute to outgoing Governor General David Johnston, whose term as the country's 28th Governor General is coming to an end. In a ceremony in Parliament's Hall of Honour, Trudeau praised Johnston for striving to connect with his fellow Canadians.
Through his example, we are reminded of how important it is to maintain a strong connection with people from all walks of life throughout the country. They are and always will be the reason why we do what we do.
Johnston is leaving the post after 7 years as the Queen's representative in Canada. He will be replaced by former astronaut Julie Payet. The Creative Canada policy was unveiled in Ottawa today. Heritage Minister Melanie Joly says she hopes this will lead to a cultural renaissance.
The question of investing in our creators is fundamental to us. What you've heard today is a big shift in terms of how Heritage Canada usually supports our creators. Usually we support intermediaries. We don't support creators themselves.
The government has made a $500 million five-year deal with Netflix that will see the streaming service set up a Canadian branch of operations and work on original productions in Canada. Back home, detours remain in place on Montrose Road in Quinte West. That was all due to emergency maintenance on the railroad crossing. It is expected to reopen later this afternoon at 5. Runners will be taking over some streets in Prince Edward County on Sunday. The county marathon will close the following roads for the part of the morning: County Road 33, County Road 12 and 11, around Picton and Wellington area. Main Street in Picton will also be shut from the Crystal Palace to Lake Street. After this weekend, the Brighton Road Swing Bridge will be closed to traffic. Parks Canada says it will be closed starting Monday. The renovations on the two-lane bridge are expected to last until May. There is a Quinte connection to the Invictus Games, which continue in Toronto. Melanie Jawoski is the founder of the Trenton chapter of the Military Wives Choir. The 18-member choir joined other choirs to sing at the opening ceremonies.
I think one of the most memorable moments is not just being able to be on stage with these fantastic talents like Laura Wright and having that experience, but seeing what it meant to others, to have people stop us and say, oh, you're with the Canadian Military Wives Choir, we're so glad you're here, it means so much to see you, was really incredible. That was really a little bit unexpected, and just, it was great to know that we were making a positive contribution.
Music will be flooding front porches in the east end of Belleville on Saturday. QNET News reporter Lori Little talked to one of the performers.
Eddie Kay is one of the performers for this weekend. He says he's looking forward to sharing the music he wrote with the community.
Turn on the radio anytime, and you can hear whatever type of music that you want. But if you're seeing me busk or if you're seeing me at Porchfest, I'm going to be doing my own original music.
Visitors at Porchfest can spend the day strolling through the East Hill neighborhood and listen to over 30 different live performers.
It really does provide for a day's worth of experience for people.
Kay says he hopes the community will embrace Porch Fest and check out some of Belleville's local talent. He says when he performs,
it's nice to be able to look out and see smiles.
Lorianne Little, QNET News, Belleville.
Joan McBride performs in a one-woman play at the Mount Tabor Playhouse in Milford in Prince Edward County. QNET News reporter Sabrina McDonald reports.
The Belle of Amherst tells the story of the life of Emily Dickinson, the American poet. Playwright William Luce took Dickinson's poetry, diary, and letters and found a way of weaving them together so that it is Emily's voice. Charles Morris, producer of The Belle of Amherst, explains why this play is special.
In this play, really, you're invited into her parlor, and she tells you her story and recites her poetry and gives you a sense of what her life was all about and why it mattered. And in the end, you have this moment where she finally, because it didn't happen in her lifetime, she was hardly published at all, gets to give her poetry to the world. We as the audience get to receive that poetry as a treasured gift.
There were 2.5 weeks of rehearsal scheduled, but Joan McBride, actor, committed long before. McBride says it was a fun and challenging experience preparing for the role of Emily Dickinson. The Belle of Amherst will be playing at the Mount Tabor Playhouse in Milford of Prince Edward County. It plays matinees and evening shows in repertory September 21st to September 30th. Sabrina McDonald, QNET News, Belleville.
Members of the Peterborough Airport are trying to see if there's enough interest to start up a passenger plane to fly to Pearson International Airport. The airport's general manager, Trent Jarvis, says that it's a question he's been asked a lot. He says Billy Bishop Toronto City Airport could be another alternative. The Peterborough Airport is collecting opinions from an online survey available on their website. Manitoba Premier Brian Pallister says politicians need to keep a cool head in a trade war brewing between the aerospace giants Boeing and Bombardier.
Overheated rhetoric and emotional language, though understandable because of the concerns the Premier has, and I have tremendous respect for Premier Couillard, is not necessarily as helpful as cooler heads.
Quebec Premier Philippe Couillard has called on Ottawa to take a hard line against Boeing after the U.S. Department of Commerce proposed a hefty 219% duty on jets manufactured by rival Bombardier. Winnipeg is home to a Boeing manufacturing facility that employs 1,400 people. That's QNET News on 91X 2411. Sports is next.
Festival Players of Prince Edward County presents its fall season of cutting-edge live theater. True Crime features musician and actor Torkel Campbell. You know him as the co-frontman of the band Stars. In True Crime, he portrays real-life con man Clark Rockefeller in a mind-twisting encounter with an artist obsessed with how we all fake it one way or another. On stage at the Storefront, an intimate new performance venue in Wellington for 7 performances, October 3rd to the 7th. Get more details and your tickets for True Crime at festivalplayers.ca.
QNET Sports. The next round of Lancers games is Saturday, with the men's rugby team facing Algonquin here in Belleville. The women's teams are on the road facing Seneca, and the basketball team continues their exhibition season with a tournament in Kingston against St. Lawrence. The volleyball teams are playing an exhibition game in Gatineau, and the women's soccer team next game is Sunday at Seneca College facing the Sting. The Trenton Golden Hawks take on the Coburg Cougars at the Duncan Memorial Arena on Friday. In NHL preseason action tonight, Vancouver and Calgary are the only two Canadian teams on the ice. In baseball, Boston can clinch a spot against Houston tonight. The Cubs are playing St. Louis and will be coming into the playoffs as the NL Central champion. The Blue Jays start their last series against New York on the road tomorrow. The NFL's oldest rivals renew hostilities when the Bears and Packers meet tonight. Bears running back Tariq Cohen says he's excited to play his first game at Lambeau.
I just envision it, you know, being a jam-packed game. It's going to be prime time. And I envision myself making a lot of plays.
A New England Patriot fan is destroying NFL merchandise to express his displeasure with recent protests during the playing of the U.S. national anthem. Sherry Preston reports.
Mark Shane is mad.
We do not want the national anthem used as a political football.
So mad, in fact, about the protest over the anthem protest. In fact, he's planning to burn his beloved New England Patriots jersey.
Nobody goes to work that I know of in a job and gets up at their job and starts protesting something.
He has surrounded his fire pit in Swansea, Massachusetts with American flags, angry that the NFL games have been hijacked, he says, by politics.
If I want to listen to political rhetoric, I will turn on Fox or CNN.
Shane says the Pats and the protests have taken the joy out of his Sundays so the jersey can burn. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 10. For Friday, we could see some showers in the afternoon as we reach a high of 12. At 4:14, it's 18. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Lindsay Herron, QNET News on 91X, next at 5.